It was a crude, cruel truth. Great kings simply did not marry girls like Marie Mancini, however bold, however amusing. They made them their mistresses. Still, Louis rejected this alternative, which was probably not on offer anyway, and spent the summer racked by tears, by hopes, and by his mother's reminder of his obligations. The two vital scenes which put an end to the crisis both had their symbolic element. Anne of Austria, taking a flambeau, conducted Louis into her appartement des bains, her intimate chamber of relaxation to which the king as a little boy had run so eagerly and where he had romped so happily. Mother and son spent an hour alone together. Later, Queen Anne, confiding in Madame de Motteville, gave vent to that classic parental prophecy. One day Louis will thank me for the harm I have done him. As for Marie Mancini, her final desolate words when she realized the romantic game of love was over, that the empire of love was indeed a cruel one in the words of Alcidiane, were simple. You love me, you are the king, and I go. They were later to be adapted by Racine in his play Berenice. The Emperor Titus referred sadly to the inexorable need for glory which pursued him and was incompatible with his marriage to the foreign queen. As Berenice understood that her tearful royal lover was dismissing her, she exclaimed sadly,
Vous êtes empereur, Seigneur, et vous pleurez.
You are the emperor, sire, and yet you weep. Louis's own view was perhaps best expressed by the celebrated aphorist of the period, the Duc de La Rochefoucauld, who declared, The greatest admiration for noble passions, for they denote greatness of soul, they cannot rightly be condemned. Louis had exhibited what he saw as his greatness of soul in his noble passion, and did not think that he should be condemned. Now, he moved on. The Comtesse de Lafayette wrote that having broken with the spellbinding Marie, forever after Louis remained master both of himself and his love.